Michigan's KF Show news director stops by the studio every day at 4:05. What are you looking for, Jergy?
Nothing.
What are you looking for? You're looking for something. You're looking around.
I was looking for my glasses.
You had them in your hand.
Yes, I did. Did you notice that the mayoral debate, and I quipped during the debate, that all four of us that were around the table, Don Haney, myself, and the candidates, Mayor Wallacher and Commissioner Wimmer, we were all wearing reading glasses.
Yes, I did notice when you quipped that.
20 years ago, none of us were. 10 years ago. Maybe the mayor was. I don't know. But
well, what are you saying about the mayor?
I'm not saying about
the
mayor.
You say he's old or what?
I'm not saying that.
Well, okay, you said.
10 years ago, none of us were wearing them.
I'm just...
Reading glasses. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, I have reading glasses.
I just thought it was just, you know, we just...
You're all middle-aged men. I mean, of course you have reading glasses. What I mean, I have a receding hairline. I have a bald spot.
Yes,
I'm an old man.
Did you notice on the web cast that the two people sitting here, Don Haney and myself, that you could see the
glow
off the back of our
the
heads.
Glimmer off the back of your heads.
So how are things here at the local radio station today?
The things at the local radio station are fine. As I early in the show, I thanked the local newspaper for identifying the local radio station 37 paragraphs into the story that was based on us.
They wrote a nice story, though, and they got a lot of news out of that debate yesterday.
They did. Yes, they certainly did.
Happy to help out.
Speaking of helping out, let's help out the local radio producer right now. He has a package in his hot little hands. Guess what? It came from down south.
What?
We're going to let him open it or us? Who's it addressed to?
It's addressed to him.
Yeah, Pinto G.
Oh.
So he's on the list now.
All right, I'm going to get to this.
Wild B sent something to Pinto G.
Oh.
Tear it open.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
It's a water bottle.
I thought it was something else on the top of it there, but it's just, okay, it's a football helmet.
It's a Dallas Cowboys.
It's a Dallas Cowboys
bottle.
It's very nice. Thank
you.
It's
very nice.
Is it new, or did he get it at a garage sale?
It's very nice.
It's very nice.
Daniel's tearing up.
He is. Look at that. Big Cowboys fan up here in the upper Midwest.
Him and what's the other guy down the hallway is a big Cowboy fan. He does sports.
He does. He's a sports guy.
He's a big Cowboy fan,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. He likes the Spurs, too. San Antonio.
Yes.
Jack.
Michaels.
Jack Michaels.
Yeah,
Jack Michaels.
He works here. He loves the Cowboys.
He does. Loves them.
Do you guys want to hold this? I'd like to see it.
I'd like
all
to
right,
take
coming
a look.
At you.
Don't break something.
Oh,
nice catch.
Nice catch.
Jeez.
Let me get it.
Did you see that?
Hit him in the worst spot. Right in the hands.
Start calling Jerky old paddle hands. My God. How do you catch? No wonder your dad didn't play catch with you in the backyard. He's afraid he's going to hurt you. Jeez.
Yeah.
It's the Cowboys.
I was like you when you played receiver for the Cardinals.
Wow. 4 o'clock, four-pack, top four talk show, Talkers of the Day.
That is nice.
On the Mike McFeely Show. Number four, Jerky, John Daly.
Yes, the
you
golfer.
Know who that is?
Yes, golfer.
Golfer, John Daly. Wears the wild outfits these days. He won a couple of major championships back in the 1990s.
He's had his ups and downs.
He's, he had some really lots of ups and downs, as a matter of fact. He says he's gone through his tax records recently to research a book that he's writing.
I bet he spent a lot of money.
And he estimates that he blew $55 to $57 million gambling. $55 to $57 million gambling. My goodness gracious.
And he's got some left.
Yeah, he still can earn money. Just, hi, I'm John Daly. Pay me $50,000.
$50 million.
I should say I regret it, Daly says, but I did it. I move on from it. I had a lot of fun doing it. He says there were times in which he played seven hands of blackjack at $5,000 to $15,000 per bet at once. Jeez! That's over $100,000 per thing going.
Wow. No big deal.
He played a $5,000 slot machine at the, also a slot machine at the Wynn. He stayed in the casino gambling for 1 to 2 days straight. The only time I got up was to go to the bathroom. That's still $55 million. That's a lot of money.
But they'd like to see him coming, didn't they?
Oh, you think they sent planes for him?
I would bet.
Hey, John.
Free drinks. You know, when you're a high roller
free
like
whatever
that.
Whatever he wants.
High roller like that, you don't have to pay for that stuff.
Well, no. No, they want you there, especially if you're losing $55 million.
I'm sure he was at the high stakes table.
They did whatever they wanted.
There's a little area where high rollers are escorted to.
Good Lord.
If you lose a lot of money, and you don't have it with you, I know of some cases where the casinos have escorted you home. I don't know anybody personally that that's happened to, but that does happen.
They escort you home.
They escort you home.
So you can open your piggy bank for them,
or
what?
The money somehow, and then they say thank you very much.
Wow.
Is that your foot?
I was stretching out my leg and I played footsie with you, Jerky. What?
That senator's name?
I have a wide stance and I do the Mike McFeely show.
Okay.
Did Jerky give me a ding? Did he give me a ding?
I think he did.
I don't think that he. Thank you.
There it is. Never have enough.
Number three, Jerky. This is scary.
Stuff.
Scary news. There's one of these websites out there.
There's a lot of them.
That says there is going to be a whiskey shortage. Despite the increase in distillation over the past few years, bourbon demand still outpaces supply. The overall bourbon category is experiencing 5% growth, but premium brands are up nearly 20% from last year. In other words, they're selling way more bourbon and whiskey. Is bourbon whiskey? Is it a form of whiskey?
It's a form of whiskey, I think, yeah. Like there's a blend, and then there's a bourbon.
Oh, okay. I don't know the difference.
No, I don't.
I know you don't. I drink whatever put in front of me. Is this bourbon? I don't care.
It doesn't bother me.
So there's going to be a shortage of it.
Balance.
The end is near, sort of. So stock up on high-quality whiskey. The good stuff, while you still can, according to
this come from
Buffalo
the
Trace.
Distillers Union? Or
what are you saying?
The association?
Are you saying they're creating a false shortage?
I'm just wondering what the source is.
Who was that dude that stopped into our station with the giving out the samples of whiskey that we didn't try on the air?
Oh, that fella.
Whiskey Dan.
Yeah.
He was with the Canadian Club.
Yes, he's a Canadian.
The godfather of whiskey.
Dan Tullio.
He was a Canadian.
Yeah, he was a Canadian.
I didn't try it.
Cool,
I didn't. No,
neither
I did
not.
I
as far
working.
As my bosses know.
You've read the Midwest Handbook.
I've read the employee manual.
And I didn't try it, but he had some with him.
Jim Monk came looking for it. Hey, they're giving out whiskey? No, Jim. Why don't you go drop Jerky's plate and break something else?
Oh, yeah.
Room.
I haven't seen that plate since he broke it. I thought he was going to take it home and glue it up.
Lapping up whiskey off it. That's why, apparently.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Number two, Paul.
Yes, Mike.
Douglasville, Georgia. Police arrested a father on child cruelty charges after the man punished his 16-year-old son by making him carry a 23-pound landscape stone for several miles. Charlie Mays, a 40-year-old military veteran with no criminal record, told police he used military-style punishment because his son watched too many videos and didn't do his chores and schoolwork. He made the kid carry the 23-pound landscape stone multiple times over a three-day period, sometimes as early as 3 o'clock in the morning.
That seems a little extreme. Yeah, it's a cruel and unusual punishment, don't you think?
The boy is only 4 feet 2 inches tall.
How old is he?
16.
Oh.
That's small for a 16-year-old. That's small for a 13-year-old. Small for a 10-year-old.
So the dad's been charged with...
Child cruelty.
Well, that just... There's other ways.
What'd your dad do to you when you misbehaved? You couldn't play video games back in Fergus
Falls.
No,
we didn't. We didn't have any.
Was your dad a disciplinarian?
No, not really.
Not really. He's kind of like, he just kind of laid back. Hey, whatever, Paul.
No, he wasn't like that.
Hey, Dad!
No.
I just drove the car into the Otter Tail River!
I never did that.
Whatever, Paul.
Never did that. My mother called him Paulie because we had the same first name.
Oh, really? So are you a Paul Jr.?
No, I'm not. Oh, okay. Different middle names.
All right.
There's no reason to bring up my middle name. So,
Claire?
No. Bonnie knows, but she ain't telling.
Your middle name is Bonnie Knows?
No. Bonnie Amistad.
Oh, Bonnie Amistad knows.
Yes. So, no, he wasn't, and I kind of turned out okay. We had an understanding.
You say so.
Did
he ever tan your hide?
No, he didn't.
Did he ever take you to the woodshed?
Nope, he didn't.
Did he have a paddle that says discipline on it?
No. Nope, I didn't get a lot of that. I do know people that did. Back in those days.
Yeah.
Woo! Some people got a whooping, some of my friends.
A whooping?
Yes, they did.
Number one on our list today, Jerky, Aaron Hernandez. You know who he is? He's the
Former
NFL player for the New England Patriots. He's involved with the double murder case.
Well, originally it was just one, and now they've traced him back a couple of years ago to a double murder.
You know how the double murder came about? Have you seen this little tidbit?
He was in a bar.
Yep.
And I think he had an encounter with a couple of fellas, according to the complaint.
According to the complaint, a couple of guys bumped into Aaron Hernandez in the bar. And because it was a crowded hotspot, they apparently just kind of looked at him and smiled and kept on walking. They didn't apologize to him. This enraged Aaron Hernandez to the point that he went outside and started pacing around outside the bar, you know, looking all agitated. Mm. Went back in the bar or got in his car or whatever, looking for the guys, couldn't find him. Ended up finding him later on, pulled up next to him at a stoplight, pointed a gun in their vehicle, said, "What's up now?" Expletive deleted, and shot 5 times into the car, killing 2 of them and injuring a 3rd. Because they didn't say, "I'm sorry for bumping into him in a bar," according to the complaint. That's a little extreme.
That's a little much. And had he not been indicted in this other murder, would we even know, the semi-pro football player that he was connected to somehow?
Yeah, yeah.
Would he have been linked to this 2012 killing or double murder? Or would he still be playing football for the Patriots if he'd not been charged in the other murder? Because that... They went, wait a minute, right. We got some other unsolved homicides in this area, and...
So, he killed these guys in 2012.
Continued to play.
He continued to play in the NFL. The Patriots didn't know that he was a murderous psycho. But think about that. I mean, there were no signs that the guy was a bad guy in his background. Pinto, you're the sports nut. Was this guy a bad guy? Did his teammates like him? Was he a freak show? What's the story?
I think he smoked pot. I think that was the one thing he did at Florida that I know he was kind of around. But no, there wasn't a history of violence with him that I can remember.
I don't know. Money, fame, goes to your head, maybe.
Maybe it does.
We're not going to know, I don't think.
No,
you
I
and
just,
I.
No, we're not going to know.
That's a sad story. I brought you another one out of Rochester. It's an unusual story. You can... Bring it up all over a case of beer.
All over a case of beer. Beer. Yep. Oh, I'll get to that next.
All right.
Rochester. Oh, yeah. Hmm.
All right, Daniel. Thank you very much, Daniel.
You're going to keep the Dallas Cowboys water bottle?
What do you call this? Is this just a...
It's a water bottle.
I know what it is. It says end zone on the helmet. And at the bottom with the UPC, it says football.
Football. Well, I suppose you could just put like a baseball helmet on top of it or whatever, right? It could be baseball.
I suppose.
What was in there last, would you say?
I don't think there's any bourbon short engine Breckenridge.
Thank you, Paul. Paul Juergens, KFG. God, he can't throw either. Did you see that? He tried to toss it back to Pinto, and he threw it 15 feet wide. It's like 50 Cent throwing out the first pitch at that Mets game. God, he missed you by 15 feet. He couldn't catch, first of all. He missed. Oh, my goodness gracious. Paul Juergens, go to practice or something. My gosh. Thank you, Paul. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director.